As we continue our series, Baltimore, a year after Freddie Gray, we catch up with the Reverend Jamal Bryant, pastor of the Empowerment Temple AME Church. Bryant is a civil rights activist. He delivered a fiery eulogy at Gray's funeral at New Shiloh Baptist Church last year, just hours before rioting started, not far away. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports on the story behind the eulogy and what the Northwest Baltimore pastor has been up to since.
Reverend Bryant called his eulogy Breaking the Box, referring to the story in Luke's gospel in which Jesus raised a widow's son from the dead but didn't open the casket himself. Bryant says he wanted to deliver a message that spoke to both a mourning family and an angry community.
And I could find both of those in that narrative, that here you have a mother burying a son for undisclosed reasons. You have two different crowds, a crowd that's walking with Christ and a crowd who's headed to the cemetery, who have two different frames of thought.
He adds he wanted to help the Gray family heal while giving some direction to those angered over Gray's death from a broken neck suffered in the back of a police van. The atmosphere was charged emotionally and politically, and Bryant says he was trying to figure out which lines not to cross as things were moving.
We really didn't have a blueprint on how do you follow this when we don't know how to do revolution with Twitter, with Facebook. And so there was no manual.
But the way he ended his eulogy with the now familiar protest chant rubbed people the wrong way.
When that black boy got out of the casket, do you want to know what he said? He said, no justice, no justice, no justice.
He says some people felt he crossed the line.
What have you heard people say about you?
In the eulogy that the spark of it was me declaring no justice, no peace. I should have not used that phraseology.
Bryant says he stands by that phraseology a year later. He says that for five decades, the inequalities in Baltimore had been ignored. He credits the unrest for putting Baltimore under a bigger and global microscope.
If you would consider, had the young people not taken to the streets, we'd still have the same police commissioner. Had they not taken to the streets, I am absolutely clear our mayor would have run for re-election. And so it kicked open the apple cart and hit the beehive to say something has to happen.
Bryant was on the streets the first night, walking along North Avenue arm in arm with other clergy and community leaders calling for peace. A moment Bryant called a surreal happening at home.
It was really out-of-body experience, feeling like I'm in Selma, Alabama, that this is somewhere close to the Edmund Pettus Bridge, might I add. That was the 50th anniversary, was just a month before the uprising.
He returned to Penn North last week to mark the first anniversary with a march for unity, peace, and for people to vote 2 days later in primary elections.
This rally is not against anybody. This is a march for our people and for our community.
The march from the CVS that was burnt and reopened earlier this year to the Freddie Gray Empowerment Center in Bolton Hill attracted stars like actors Danny Glover and Kendrick Sampson, plus several mayoral and city council candidates like Sheila Dixon and Catherine Pugh, and Freddie Gray's twin sister, Frederica. Meanwhile, Bryant is working on expanding his church's footprint in Park Heights, with plans for a job training center and a place for youth activities on newly acquired land. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.